אז כמי גמור ודורס בשבס מלמידי ושו שמאל איכים וחצרים בשלוי בישלוי בישלוי כביסודי תורה מה שבו אוכלי ביסודי תורה ובישלו כביש ומותלוסייס בוסחי ויסך כולבישני של דירו בלעיר ומי הוא אימו לך יושנו אפשר דורסי עד ממאייה ליזבשיל ואפילו נדבח בחודוש נהידי בוסרית ליזבשיל הלך רוחץ ואדם ואמרו שבסיכם ליזבשיל ונדבח בוסר בוסר עד כמה שני וזה לשין עטור ורחי מציני שמתחס כולי רישי מבשיל אפילו אחר שהוא שם איץ היו ככה עושו מבוסר אפילו בשר שיר שצור בשל רב ונדבשיל מקום בוקים לך רוחץ שבי ליזבשיל נרועץ סור דרב יורחם רב יורחם איז מטר בוסר שולמים לחי שנסנו בכל ויסייה שהוא מסמלאיה בוד, דרס חטוס איז חלק עד רב יורחם אין דרס חטוס אין דרס חטוס סייז דת איט איז אוס אין די מנשן איז דרעיה פעם דרוש אין דטור ביקוס אף דרס חטוס שום די אב די משמע מידי ואורוש די דווקא במינוח מזבש על המחרוכס כי המדיח המיניו הולך תכסה לחרוכס מקום בוקים לחליבוח כי משאיר החיים להבין בטור כוס עבדי מזבש על החלוכס אף הוא במלוכה כלל עד כאן, הוא תמוי עם דבור זה תרס חטוס דו על כל חוכו ראש למאי ראשון מניס השבס אלו so what did the Teres Chata say? The Teres Chata says that a raw piece of meat he is really kind of Rabbi Yeruchem Rabbi Yeruchem says that a raw piece of meat if it was put in a kolish that is yatzeledes of the fire is not nisbashel. So the Teres Chata says it is nisbashel. It is nisbashel. Even though it had no soul, it was a raw piece of meat, and it was put in the kolishin, so it is nisbashel. Even though the kolishin is on the fire, that's the machlekes between Rav Yeruchem and Teres Chata. According to Rav Yeruchem, so a raw piece of meat could not be nisbashel in a clarification of the fire. And according to the Rashatos, a raw piece of meat could have been shown in a clarification of the fire, as long as the clarification of the fire is Yatzelede. So with me, so he, the Rashatos mentions a Rai from the Rosh, that a Bosor Chai can be Nisbashe in the clarification of the fire, even though Bishra Diture could only have been shown in the clarification on the fire, but it could have bishul in the lachluchas of the bosel. The bosel itself could not have bishul, could not cook, be boiled in the clarification of the fire, because the bosel itself is relatively sturdy in top. Masha'in can the lachluchas of the bosel, the lachluchas, the moisture, the drops of water, of soup, that adhere to the bosom. So that could have bishul even in the clarification of the fire. Utmuin vo, the alcohol chocho rosh loy maire shom in Nisa Shabbos. El in Nisa Rab Boso, do si en dalach buche shom damu, melech izo mabdiya di Boso, vim keim vanei davke binim lach koma, di lab davke, vafil loy dimach, אין הבוסו נעשה, דו הבוסו שיר עצמי מזבשיל, אלו שהלך לוחס מזבשיל, כאילו כך אין ניסו לבוסו, אלו בנים לך, שהמלך מבלי אדם בבוסו, אבל אם אין שום מלך, אף על פי שלך לוחס אדם מזבשיל, מקום לו כן אין בקיח להבליע, כי משהבוסו אין מבושל. אבל החיים, that means the tool, לא ימיין אלי אין בוסו, אלו אין ניסה שבס, דן חיליק בנים לכל לוי, די מקום בו כמי אישי סבי של שבס, מחמס על החלוכיס. על כל פונים נמצא לפי זה, די זוכינו, די בבשר שיר של אינים לך, והוא שם בכלי ראשן, לאחר שהוא שם איש, יופי כוסף רבי ירוחם בשם הראש, די הבוסו מותר. ודיב רחי בין ישבס דווקא, אבל שור בוסו, אפשר שממהיר להצבא שיר, כדרך שמצבא שלנו לחלוכס, משום הוכה גם הבוסו נעשה. So in other words, so he says that he is chelik on the Teres Chatos and there are Tertas, and he agrees with the Rabbi Yochai. Now, the Teres Chatos, the Ramor mentions the Raya from the Rosh and the Tur. But actually, the Rosh only discusses the case where the Boso has Melech. So there he says, if the bosor has melach, so then, and if you put a piece of bosor that has melach on it in the clarition of the fire, then it becomes osor. So the Tereshada says, even though the Rosh discusses the case of Echtichas bosor that has melach, but he'll apply the same aloche to a piece of bosor that has no melach. And the Rai is from the Torah. So it's true that the Torah does spell out that even Echtichas, you're not allowed to put Echtichas bosor. You're not allowed to put Echtichas bosor in the clarition of the fire, even though the Echtichas bosor has no melach. The Torah does say it. So the Taz says, no. The Torah and the Rosh discuss two separate things. The Torah discusses the Issa Shabbos. Well, you're not allowed to be invited on Shabbos. So suppose you have a raw piece of meat. This is a raw piece of meat. And here there is a pot. It's Friday night already. But this pot was taken off the fire just a minute before Shkia. It was taken off the fire. And it's standing on the counter, in the kitchen, on the floor. And it's still, the Chtichas Bosor in that pot are still Niseach. It's still Yatzeleles. And somebody asks Shaila, I have here a raw piece of meat. Can I put it in that pot that is standing on the floor, clarification of the fire? So the Torah says, you're not allowed to do it because of this Bishul. But true, Bishra di Torah can only have Bishul in the clarification on the fire. Here it's standing on the floor. It's Yatzeles, but it's on the fire. So the Torah says, true, that the bosor itself will not be cooked by being placed in the bear that is on the fire. But that bosor has some machluches, has drops of water. The drops of water will be cooked immediately, will be boiled immediately the moment you put it in the clarification of the fire. So that's why the Torah says that even if the Chtichas bosor has no melach, you're not allowed to put it in the gdeire that is on the fire. Because he doesn't discuss the question as to whether the Chtichas bosor will become moser because of dam shepirish mimokim mimokim. He discusses it whether you are allowed to put this raw piece of meat on Shabbos into a gdeire that is of the fire equivision, that is Yatzeles. So the Torah says, you're not allowed to do it. Masha'inkin, even though it has no soul, Masha'inkin the Rosh discusses something else, whether this Chtichas bosor, that was not cooked as yet. So the Torah says, if it was Nimach, and then you take this Chtichas bosor that was Nimach, and you put it in the equivision of the fire, so then the Chtichas bosor will become oser. That was Nimach. Why? Because since it's a clarification of the fire, and in addition it has melach and tzir, so when you put it in the clarification, Chtichas bosor together with the melach, so that will be mafrit, the dam, from one part of the Chtiche, and will be mafrit in the other part of the Chtiche. Because of the combination of the chmimes of the clarification of the fire and the chmimes of melach. Masha'inkin in the case where the piece of meat is raw and does not have any soul. So then if you put it in a gdere, a clarification of the fire, then the Chtichas bosor will not become oser. Because in order that the dam should be niflat from one mokeh and be niflat another mokeh, there the bosor itself has to be nispashil, not just the drops of water that adhere to the surface of the Chtichas bosor. As a result of the drops of the lachluches, the drops of dam and water that adhere to the surface of the bosor boiling. So dam will not be niflat from one mokeh, one spot in the chtiche, and be absorbed by another chtiche. If the bosor itself, the hard, tough, sturdy bosor itself will be cooked, then the result will be the dam will be niflat from one mokeh and be absorbed by the other mokeh. But the bosor itself, which is relatively sturdy and tough, cannot be nisbashel in the clarification of the fire. So, what can be nisvashel in the equation of the fire? The lachluches that adheres to the surface of the chtichas basol. But the bishul of the lachluches will not affect an akiras dam from one spot and a bliya in another spot. Only if the basol itself, the sturdy basol, will be nisvashel, that will result in akiras dam from one mokel and in the bliya in another mokel. So in other words, he agrees with the shite of Amiuchen. Vishuv Oisi, Pisaveta, the Marshal, Shahalev, Shekosav, Boso, Shenimach, Lisho, Shiomeluche, Vihudach, Vinoslu, Bitere, Imusho, Boso, Nesarach, Murusa, Magdifurishim, Shiatzulevis Bay, Viniska, Kilim, Shishilo, Artiach, Abu Psarashir, in Nesavose, Miacha, Shekhoudach, וכן בוסר חי שלו נימח כלל. So, no, in other words, so he agrees, the Mashal agrees with Rabbi Yeruchem, and the Taz also agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Yeruchem and the Mashal, and the Yischelik and Ramo, in the Rashatas. Even though the Ramo mentioned the Raya from the Rosh, but the Rosh doesn't discuss בוסר חי שלו נימח. He discusses בוסר שנימח. But he says the same thing that Rosh mentions in connection with Bosa Shenimlach will apply to Bosa Shaloi Nimlach because of what the Torah says in Rechaim. But the Torah discusses something else. The Torah discusses the Issa Shabbos. He doesn't discuss the Issel of the Chdichas Bosa. But in Rechaname, in order that the Bosa itself should become Oseh, so the Bosa itself has to be cooked. Only when the basar itself is cooked, then it affects a plate's dam from one spot in the chtichas basar and the bli in another spot. But bishul ture is so hard and tough that it couldn't be nisbashel in the creation of the fire, but only in the creation and the fire. Now this dadasi, ele kichovim mishamish b'deis Yisrael, v'nosan habosar b'deirem. וידוע ידיחי, אם ידע ידחובים מן הכיסרויר, סייבכם על בו, אם הוא ישוב ישראל, יצא ונכנס, או ישוב כות מלות. Now let's see the lotion of the top. Actually, the ambition is a reshape. There is the shite of the ribo, he's the biggest machmir, and then there is the shite of the smak, סייבכם יצא סקוטי, he's the biggest makeer, and then there is the shite of the smak, סייבכם יצא סקוטי. Now the Torah only mentions two shittes of Hashem, but the Bes Yosef and the Torah mentions the shitte of the Ribo as well. Now in the Torah, I think before the Chanukah vacation we haven't talked about this Torah, but let's talk about it again. It's that Kuf Yud on the Bein is the first line. Because of the Sifra Mitzvahs, v'nochi mishamesh v'beis Yisrael, v'nosan haboso b'deiro, v'yedua imidiche imlav, נמון במסיח לביטומת, וידע שדרך ישראל להדיחי, והוא יושם אפילו נער שידע ביטיף הדוחה, הוא אפילו נכנס וייצא, יזמות הדמיר תסנוחי, ויש שישכים בזה, ויש שישכים. So, what did he say? That if a nochri, who is Mishamesh Beis Yisrael, he put a bosor in the gdere, and we don't know whether he was Madiach, the chdichas bosor or not. So, and he says he was Madiach, no? So if the goy is a Messiah, so is them. V'im yideya sh'derech Yisrael v'adichei, v'ho yoshom, afilu na'ar sh'yideya, v'itiv ha'doche, u'yafilu im nichnas v'yeitze imuta. So that's the smack. So the smack is made in two situations. One situation is when there is no Jew a Yetzir Nechaz. So there is no element that of Miotas, of the goy being afraid to do something that is devious. So still it is Muta. Why? Because the goy, we see innocently, says that he was Madiach, so a goy has memones, Messiah Litum. That's one situation where it's Mudah, where the goy testifies, Messiah Litum. And then the other situation is, well, it's not the Siyahuri Tumei, but there is a Jew who is Yetzer Nichnas, even though the Goy is not the Siyahuri Tumei. So again, the Goy is Nema, because the Goy is afraid lest he'll be caught by the Jew. Since the Jew is Yetzer Nichnas, he comes in, he comes out, he goes out, he goes in, he goes out. So he's always afraid lest the Jew will come in that the time when he does something that is negative. All right, in two situations. Then he says, V'yesh yishchim b'zeh. So, there are some who asser. So he says, who is yesh yishchim b'zeh? Nire d'hayne svor asrivo, shekosav smak. All right, now, here are the machal. Even kichobim, mishami yibes Yisrael, v'yosan avos amideire, ואם ידוע אם ידיחה, אם ידע, אם כיחוד ממין על ישראל, שמחם על בורו, אם הישום ישראל, אם ישום נכנס, או ישום קוטן בדס. So now it's the Atrish this regime. The smag is the biggest maker. And the smag is maker in two situations. In situation of Messiah and Tumei, and in situation of Mirtas. The smag is maker in the situation of Mirtas. But if Yisrael is Yetzir Nichnas. But suppose there is no Yisrael Yetzir Nichnas, but the Akum himself testifies, Messiah will be to make, so the smag is Machna. The smag is Machna. Masha'in came in the case of Yisrael Yetzir Nichnas, so the smag is also Machna. The Rivo is in Machmir in the case of Yisrael Yetzir Nichnas. So the Rivo is the biggest Machmir, the smag is the biggest Mekil, and the smag is Mekil in the case of Mirtas, and is Machmir in the case of Messiah Vitum. Now, Mirtas, so he's an Undere. An Undere. In other words, that the Nakum wouldn't lie if he soiled the Yetzir Nichnas. But he doesn't need all the trouble to be caught. So in the Mele, so a Nakum wouldn't lie if he soiled the Yetzir Nichnas. What's the shite of this mark that even if the Yisrael is not Yetzir Nichnas, but the Akum himself testifies, in Yisrael, in his memoir. So because they hold now, we have our lohe, that the Akum Yisrael, in his memoir, to say Meis Bayit, let's say to be matir, a woman, to get married, because an Akum Yisrael, says, I saw him, he was killed, or I saw him, he had a heart attack, he was with me. So then the lohe is, that an Akum Yisrael, is memoir. So that's a special concept. That's a special aloha by Ms. Bayer. That Akum Yisir HaVitum is Neman. Why? Because Yishot Aikon Minsebe, Midichim HaShach Ma'ato, the same for, and because Yosef David Uyguye, because after all, the woman knows that in case she remarries, and then the husband shows up, so it would not be good for her. So she'll have to be divorced by both husbands. So she considers it. And then it's a Yosef David Uyguye, so the Akum also knows that if he is lying, it is going to be ascertained. Sometimes in the future, if it's not true that the husband died or was killed, so he'll show up sometimes. Maybe half a year later, maybe a year later, he will show up. So he knows that it will not enhance his reputation if the husband will ultimately show up. So the male, the Akum is careful to say such a thing that he saw the husband die. So melech, that's why by Mes Bailo, so Akum is Elohim. But generally speaking, so in a Nisa Deraise, an Akum has no nemonis, even though he's Messiah. There is a machlekes rishenim as to whether an Akum is nemon Messiah in a Nisa Rabba. In Nisa Rabba. So there is a machlekes rishenim. So in Kuf Lamed Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch mentions two days. Now, but in the Nisa Deraisa, so it seems that according to all the Shem, an Akum has no nemonis in the Nisa Deraisa, even though he's Messiah with the name, except in his bio, because of special reasons. So the question is, why does the Smak say that even if Yisrael is not Yetzir Nichnas, so he's still nemon, if the Akum is Messiah with the name? But And Akum is only named on by Mesbailo, because of his special reasons, it was David Aluye, with the Ishadaika Minzre. But in other Yonim, in other cases, so an Akum is said to be as known ones. The answer is, the smart could agree with the shame to say that in the Nisar Rabbonon, any Akum is here to be known. And here it's the Nisar Rabbonon, because most of the shame passed him, the Damshe Bishle, Damshe Milchei, is only a Samar Rabbonon. So since the it's the only in Nisar Rabbonon, so the Mele, and Akum is here to me, is never. And Akum is here to me, is never. Is never. This is one shot in the smart. Now, but according to this pshat, we have to say that the smag agrees with the Rishonim, who say that the Nakum Yisiach Vitumei has nemones in every Rabbanon. But in Siman Kuflam Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that the Nakum Yisiach Vitumei has no nemones. By the Rishonim, that the Nakum Yisiach Vitumei has no nemones, even in Yisrael Rabbanon. So why here should he have nemones? So the Bessi Yosef says, that the smak could even agree with the Rishonim, who hold that the Nakum Yisiach Vitumei has no nemones, not even in Yisrael Rabbanon. The reason is why the smak says that here Nakum Yisiach Vitumei is nemon, because here we have a combination of two factors. First of all, Yisiach Vitumei. Number two, there is a gemore that Nochim is amidagde kanikeyuse goyim, are more particular about cleanliness than Jews. That's what the Gemara says. So the mele, if an Akum Yisiach Leitume says that he washed off the salt, after all, it's not consistent with the standards of cleanliness to put a piece of meat with all the salt on it in the pot to be cooked. It's not consistent with cleanliness. Since Akum generally Amidang become cleanliness, and is Messiah Vitume, so mainly even the Rishonim would say, Akum Messiah Vitume has no nemones nisum, not even Yisrael Rabbanon. But here, there is a combination of two factors, Messiah Vitume and Akum Nochim Amidang Deik, and Ikiyuse, uncleanliness. Okay, anyway. Sam lichov misham yis Yisrael minos abbas abidei lo veyedu ayim yidichayim yili lichovim yili kisrael yisim chad vorob imo yisham yisrael yitzri nichas yim shim kofim ven daas ובאחד מנה יסעגי, אוי במסיח ביטומי שידיח יופי, אוי של ישראל אף לוקות יצא ונכנס. And now it's a task like the smart. One of the two is enough. The mirtas, hoil v'yidei aminogi Yisrael, mi hoi 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 Now there is one thing that, I mean, I don't think went with Damien Hay. 12:30? Alright, so in a few minutes I have to finish. But one thing I just want to discuss. There is aloche of umen lumara nafshai. So there is aloche in Simetzanik Ches. But let's say, suppose a chtichas bosa was cooked with hol. With cholov, and we don't know, there is no shishi. So, but we don't know whether the cholov gave it tam cholov in the basar or not. Now, a Jew cannot taste it, because suppose there is tam cholov, so then by tasting it, he'll be able to eat some basar cholov. So, the mechaber paskins, there are more paskins lechum, that we need shishi, and we don't rely on krev. But the mechaber paskins, many of the shenim say that, all we have to do is to call it goy. Call the goy and ask the goy to taste that chtichas bosa. Whether it has a chtichas tam cholov, or let's say a chticha of hekel was cooked with something that is isa. Let's say you had bosa and then the kazayis chilev was also cooked in the same pot. And there is no shishim. If there is shishim, so then we are sure that it doesn't have a tam chilev. But suppose there are only 50 measures of heta, negative one kazayis of heta. So the Shechon de Machala Paskins, the Simen Tzadik Ches, we have to ask a goy, a kveile. We ask a goy, a kveile, to taste it. What does a kveile mean? A cook, a baker. Because that's his profession. So we say, umen luimara nafshat. And that's a gemara menoches. That leichim, treves, mitat lenochim. What is treves? Treves means that the chuchel tzitzis was colored, was dyed blue by means of the damchevos. Then it's chayes. Now we don't have chayes because we don't know what the chevosim is, except a certain chassidim who say that they do know. All right. So, but in the early days, so we knew what the chevosim is. So what is chayes? Chayes means a chuchel tzitzes that was dyed with the blood of the chelozim. Chelozim is a certain kind of an insect that is caught at rare moments in the Mediterranean Sea. So that's chelozim. But there is a different kind of a dye that is called quinoline that will have the same result as the dam chelozim. In other words, whether you use a dye made out of the blood of the chelozim, or of Klaiulon, that's a certain, it's a vegetable derivative, Klaiulon, so it will produce the same cow. Now, so the Gemara says, Menoches, Daphne Malev, you're allowed to buy a chtichas, you're allowed to buy a chiles from a Goyishe merchant, a Gentile merchant, and you can rely on his testimony that that's Treles, and you don't have to be Cheshesh, maybe it's Kwaiyuan, because Umelimara Nafshai, because if it will be found out that they sold Kwaiyuan as Treles, so it will hurt their profession. Who will buy? Which Jew will ever buy from such a merchant if he perpetrates a fraud on the customers? So there is Aloche that Ibn Menachem has Nemonis if he says something in the course of his profession. Because of that, so he's shown matters and passing that if we want to know, let's say, where a certain alcohol was made from grain or it's synthetic, and then we get a statement from the chemist, the Gentile chemist of a chemical firm, and he says he was in charge of that, of that alcohol, and he says that it was made in a synthetic way, it was not made from grain, so it's Nemon. Because umen lemara nafshe. So we see that there is a loch in the mones, in midraise, that umen lemara nafshe. So here, why do we have to resort to misirchi utume? Why do we have to resort to miotas? I mean, without anything, without itzim nichnas, it's in chomi mishami beis Yisrael. So you should have the mones, even midraise, and that's it impartial. So we have to say that here when the Mechaba says it doesn't have reference to someone who is a professional cook, you know, a professional maid, you know, who is interested in that profession. Here it has reference to the case where just a certain guy happened to be Mishamid Beis Yisrael. That's not his profession. He's not interested in making that into his profession, so maybe we cannot apply the principle of umel mara nafshaye. We can only apply it to a case where the person he makes it into his profession. He's a professional cook, so maybe it will hurt his profession. But suppose he's a goy who wants to become a doctor, but he wants to make money to pay for medical school. So he's mishamli beis Yisrael, but that's not his profession. So the mele we cannot apply the principle of umel lemara nafshe. So because of that, so he says. So the Rambo says that it's more to either b'siach mitume or because of the apas.
Shir Tes and Melicha, Ches Teves He Tov Shem Mem Gimel, December 24th, 1982,
on Friday. Sifra Gimel. So we left off because the other half of the Taz discusses another sif altogether. So, because the first half discusses the din of the Ramo mentioned in the Hagoi in Siftes, and the other half, Uvichavina Yisage, discusses already another Hagoi Ramo. Actually, there should have been another. That it should have been Chavdalet, and the next B should have been Chavei. But anyway, it's not important. Now, so Hagoi Uvichavina Yisage. So he says. Now here we have Mishnas Rishayim. We have the biggest machmir in this Indian is the Ribo, according to the Ribo. So Mirtas is not enough, and Mesiach Levitome is not enough, and then the smak, Sefer Mitzvos Godel, he says Mirtas is Nema, but Mesiach Levitome not Mirtas. In other words, if it's not Yitzvi Nichtas. So then, we see how the tumor is not better. is not Messiah Mitumei, and if the Akum is Messiah Mitumei, then he is Nevon, even if he is Israel is not Yitzhak Mitumei. That's the shit of the Sman. Oh. So we don't say Sman. And we have to say, as I mentioned last time, that a Yechobim Mishami doesn't mean he's professional, servant, a professional maid, because if he's a professional servant, a professional cook, but it means just the Hakoy Balmi is Mishami Beis Yisrael, just temporarily. It's not his profession. So the Mele, we cannot say we Maranapshi because he doesn't care. He doesn't intend to remain a cook in all his life anyway. So he doesn't care for his reputation. So in Yishim Yehobi Mishami Beis Yisrael, we somehow have also been there. We are dinon in the Hua Oloi, the morning be Mishichim Levitumon. We coached in Yedin B'tiv Yehudi. So, the Smak says, if an Akum is Mishamei B'is Yisroel, we saw Mabos Abideiro, and the question is whether he washed it off or he didn't wash it off. And he says, yes, Mishamei Litumei, so he's Nemor. We coached in Yedin B'tiv Yehudi. Now, this coaching is a little difficult, because what does Mishamei Litumei mean? Mishiyah Mitumei means that a person, let's say, we say, Akum Mishiyah Mitumei is Nemon to say, Mezbayo. So what does Mishiyah Mitumei mean? Mishiyah Mitumei means, if we heard that Inochri was telling innocently, oh, what a terrible tragedy happened to this Jew. He was killed, let's say, on that day, I saw. But right, so then we don't have to be Chishish, maybe he's lying. Maybe he wants to falsify, to mislead people. Because he said it, innocently, he didn't even know, that his testimony has legal significance, that it's relevant. Mashenke, if he knows that a certain woman wants to get married because her husband hasn't shown up for some time, and then he's asked, now, do you know any testimony? Maybe you know whether her husband is alive or not? And he comes and he testifies, then he's not Mishiyah Mitumei, because he was asked to testify. Mishiyah Mitumei means that he doesn't know that it's important for Bez to hear his testimony. So the question is, why does he say, In other words, it's needless to mention that if the Nochri knows that Jews are very makpid on Miliche and Adoche, and if all that is not done, so then he can't even eat it, and then he comes and he says, I was Madiachet, then it goes without saying that he's Nemon. But the question is, why does it go without saying? On the contrary, the whole Nemon is because Mishiyah Mitumei. So when is the child to say Mishiyah Mitumei? If he doesn't know that it's important for the Jews, and still he tells. He tells, he just tells the story. I washed off and so on. And the Tachtich has off. But if he knows, so maybe he's not telling the truth because he wants to mislead the Jew, to mislead him religiously. So that's the difficulty in the expression. We coach him and get him to be good. Then the Smak says, V'ngeishom naro in naro, yedim v'tiva doche o yeitze v'nichnas, muta v'shul dimiyotis. Atlishim. V'rabim tomu al hai v'koshim. D'mashma d'b'yedim yishtvei hetam v'sich v'tumei. V'zeinei d'b'yedim ishai v'sich v'tumei. V'al kocho higiyu b'drishe. Al kocho higiyu b'drishe. Umeri chomizal. So b'drishe, nebach, they make a correction. Umeri chomizal. Esavo, shel v'im yesh, v'tzorich leima. It's all chlema. In other words, so the idea is like this. V'liyadino, im yeshivu chom misham v'is Yisroel, ויסום אבוס המגדיר אמרי הדין הם יחיו אוי לאי נאמונים למסיכון ביטומו או לצי פיועד או סמיקו then he says another sentence וכל שכנים יעדים ביטוב יהודי אם ישום נער it's a new sentence or it's after a semicolon. In other words, now he starts mentioning another halach. So in other words, in the morning is here to me, period, let's put a period here. Then, a new sentence, v'kolshke, im yedim mitiv yehudim, im yeshom na. So we have to erase the word, im yeshom na, o inaro, yedim mitiv hadoche, o yeitze v'nichnas, muta mishim dimirvesi. In other words, if the goy knows that the Jews are very makpid and not eating meat that was not nagwashto. And there is a nah, a young boy, who is yetzir nichnas all the time. So then the goy is afraid to put it into the pot without washing it off. Because he knows how important it is for the Jew. This is what our Bereish says. It's like a one of Lima, she is koshki. If yeti mitiv yehudim, v'yeshom nah. אבל בלי שמייר דף כבין ידי כי בדיקה הדה המקיח מסיע לביטום לביטום so in other words that's the agoya the correction made by the Bach and the priest why? They make the agoya because on the contrary if they know tiva yudi so then we have to be chayishish maybe they are not מסיע לביטום them all together ולי נראה די נאגוי איזו צדקס דין כימותה ביום אביסי פרומיותה So then, if the Sagoy is correct, so then he shouldn't say muter, muter. But he says, Vikoshki and Yedi Bitiva Yudin, im Yeshom Nao and Nao Yedi. Biti Hadocho Yetzel and Yichnas, Mishum Dimiotis. So he says, so that's muter. Ucho Apoche, so you're him like the muter. So in other words, so he could have said day muta with the talent. In other words, we coach in yeid in mitiva yudi, in yeid shom na, or in aro yeid mitiva doche, or yeid shom nichnas, day muta. Why muta? All right, it's not, you can use muta also, but day muta, of course, would have been better. Day muta, we should be honest. All right. Ul hapoch azo yomid muta. Ul vada anusre yamit iskasha vibachal aswar. So the Tas says that we shouldn't make any correction. And that's the right text. So in other words, so the coaching it in Tayudin relates to what is mentioned before the coaching. According to the priest in the Bach, it relates to what is mentioned after the coaching. But it relates to what is mentioned before. So in other words, so according to the Taz, where do we put the period or the semicolon? אם יש לי חוק משאב ביסי סוי וסוי וסוי די רק יד אם מתוכו לא ינמון מצאו בתומו וכל שכם יד מטיבה יהודי פיריד או סמיקום דן ויגי שם נאו נאו יד מטיבה תוך יצל נכנס יזמות המשום למיות איזה וצורך לימר אם יד לקבונה אז so you mean you radin agoy zu sedek dem kimu dem sibu mit khoa prot dem muta u bada amu sri amit kashel bkhol aswar bi khinu bat kas rashal bi asma va akh misiah mit tumay u biyen shemash ma shalu yal do bazek bo lidia שכן שמספר איזה דובר אחר ומתייחס מהדבור עם נמשך הסיפו שהדיח הבוסר וחוזר מאמין עליי ולמזיק בזה מה שידיע בטיב ישראל כי משלמוך השלוי על דובר זה נסחב ולהדיע ואם כן עד הרבה ישמע לו במה שידיע בטיב ישראל וישתר פה את הבוסה לבד ועושה כדרך ישראל כי משהו משור שלי ומחב ולס בצעיני ויש גם כמסיח וביטומי בי בצדוחנו על כל כך יש כל שכנמנה בזה ואם ישנה או זה צורך מסיעו בתנאי, כן נראה את הטייטי, ועל כוח הפסוסק עמו יופד אחד מהיסגי, ובפעד הנסחב לך מסיעו בתנאי שזכרנו, אבל אבו אחר נגומם שנסחב לך ולעצמו לישראל, ועד מהם מסיעו בתנאי, כי נראה את הטייטו, אבו אחר מהיס. So the Taz says, it's true, that sometimes, if he's ידי אמיתי בישראל, so he might have an ulterior motive or a malicious motive to mislead the Jews. But it all depends upon the circumstances. Like in other words, if the lady of the house comes in and she sees that the maid already put the chtichas kosov into the pot, some fire, and then she becomes all excited, he says, and the lady of the house says to the maid, she becomes all excited and she says, why did you put it in the pot? Don't you know that we are not allowed to eat it if it's not washed off? And then she says, I did wash it off. So then we say, it's not Mesiach Mikumei. How do we know it's Mesiach Mikumei? Maybe she said, I did wash it off because she saw the lady of the house, became excited. But suppose, so in that case, so the fact that she is Yedea B'Tiv Yisrael, so is a result, not a minor. But we can have another situation. Suppose, let's say, she worked in the house of the Jews, and then somebody overheard how she was talking to a friend of hers. So she said, you know, I'm working at this Jewish woman's house, and the lady left the house, and then she left it. She left the piece of meat on the salting board, and then I know how particular they are about salting and washing off the meat after it is salted. So I washed it off and then I put it in the pot. And the Jew overheard how she was telling that story to a friend of hers. Because after all, I don't want them to violate their religion. So in such a case, the Messiah, the fact.
Continuation of Ches Tevis from second tape after end of side B.
But he says he found in the Kibbutz Yoshin in a certain manuscript that says so, that Sofi Kudach, Sofi Goyudach is Mutea because he grew up on the So he says that's a Shita Yoshin. Alabadai Shan Hochek in his Chazik and his Adam. So the Shach also mentions that today is, and is machia, that we do not say Shvikid Rabbanu Likule when it's Yitzchazik Yisure. In Ame, Kim Shemitzadeh Chod Bo, Mishadach Yabole, Shem Rabbanu Hu, Mishchazaf, Tvirtes, Gabinu Yidi Sof, Rabbanu Hoku, Mishikos of Shof, Bidinu Rabbi Vov, Diashvichon Tuve, Zrikid Rabbanu Leach, Umar Shikos Abeidi, Shlos Yistam Lahatya, Hayidam Gabi Krish, Meir Deine, Ad Rabbe, Hochem istaber, diloy molcho. Darinye molicha is a godlu, vichefsha sheshocho is a goze. So he says, there is no analogy. There is no analogy between the Gemara in Broches, Sircha no kadviose, and here. Sircha no kadviose means, if a person, he is engaged in saying Krishna. I mean, this is what he is doing. So then, and there is a whole order of sentences. So maybe Sikha Nogamor say, without even deciding to say Manyirbu, he's going to say Manyirbu naturally. If I'm accustomed to say two times a day, Shema Yisrael, and I say after Uchsaftu Mamuzu Bisachu Bisharecho, Manyirbu Yemechem, so after I finish saying Uchsaftu Mamuzu Bisachu Bisharecho, I don't have to stop and think, now what do I have to say? Because it's automatic. I keep on saying it without thinking about it because he's engaged in the recitation of Kriyashma. So Mele without him thinking of it. Masheiki, making kosher meat, this is a big job. Without thinking about it, she's not going to, even though she's accustomed to sell the meat every day. Let's say she's accustomed to do it at a certain time. She's very organized. And she always does it, let's say, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But she still has to decide every day. It's not like the saying of Krishna. So he's engaged already in doing it. You see, what would be analogous? What would be analogous to the Gemara of Kriyashma? Let's say, suppose she did solve the meat. But she always pours enough salt on every part of the tambour's body and on every part of the chtichas bosa. But this time, because she was so upset and so preoccupied, so she has a doubt whether she poured enough salt the way she always does. Then we could mention that Gemara as an analogy. Just as over there in Kriyashma. Gemara says, since he's engaged in saying Kriyashma every day, and every day, so when he finishes he immediately says, so that means without him thinking about it. So he said Imanyahu. So here too, since she knows she did salt, but the question is, did she put salt on this part and that part the way she does it every day in the course of years or not? So there we could mention that Gemara in Brachas is an analogy. Masha'in Gehdiya was she has a suffix whether she did salt the meat or not. So that's like saying, suppose a certain person, he davens every day, he gets up in the morning, he davens every day, he puts on the tefillin. Now one day he had a lot of trouble and he was very upset. So he got up in the morning because with many problems. Now it's already the afternoon and he comes in Esther Shai. He doesn't remember whether he put on tefillin or he didn't put on tefillin. So how are we going to tell him, after all, you do it every day for 20 years, you have been putting on tefillin every day in the moment you got dressed. So, Silke no kadlosa, I mean, you did it automatically. And you're not sure that you didn't do it today because of your trouble. Maybe you did do it. We're not going to assume. He certainly did it automatically because the fact that a person does something, he does something, you know, every day, does not mean that without him thinking about it, he did it that day too, because maybe today, every day, because he's on the alert, every day, to put down tefillin. He wouldn't do it mechanically just by itself as a reflex. So, but if let's say he did that, but then he asks the Shaila, I don't know whether maybe I know I don't miss it, but maybe I omitted one of the brachas because I was so preoccupied. Then we could say, since he did that, he knows it that, and he has a suffix as to whether he said one brachas. So then we could mention that Gemara in brachas. But an Indian godel just because he's accustomed to do it every day, that we should say that he did it. I mean, the Taz analogy is strange. So he says, Ad Rabbi, whom is Taben Loi Mocha, Tarin Licha is a Godel, we have such a Shocho, is a Kaze, I mean, in other words, how is it possible? It's more likely on the contrary. See, since she doesn't know, so how is it possible? You could argue the other way too. If she did it, she would remember it. After all, I mean, you don't salt meat, you don't make kosher meat just in 1 second. All right. Now then says that here there is no chaskasisea because the chaskasisea is in conflict with the whole, and so and rudu b'chazoke is rudu ordiv. That's what it says. So he says this kind of wolf is not the kind of wolf that could negate chazok. Now that in the case of the shah doesn't say why. This couldn't negate the chazok. He doesn't say why this couldn't negate the chazok. But the pshat, I think, the pshat in the Kesef is there is a gemara in Preves Daf Chav Gimel. But in the gemara there is a machlekes. But it seems that most Rishonim in Pasuk like Rav. I think it's Rav that says in Preves Daf Chav Gimel. So there is a machlekes in gemara, machlekes amoroi. One Mandoma, I think it's Rove, says that we do not say Rove if the Rove is told by Maisi. So in other words, according to that, this is not a Rove that could counteract the Chazoke. He says, Yesh Rove Neg Chazoke, the Rove be only male Chitril. Most of the time, I mean, we're talking about Jews who observe. So before they put a piece of meat in the pot, so but what is the chazoke? It's a chaskas. Shalom it had a status quo of nothing. But it is in conflict. It is in conflict with the rov that rov born melchitzilo. So the chazoke does not require mice. Chazoke does not require mice. That was the status quo. The rov requires a mice. So that's told in the Machlekes Amoraim in Preves Daf Chav Gimel, where the Chazoke does not require Maisi, And the Rov requires a Maise, whether we say Rov Chazok or Lodi. So apparently the Taz holds that we pass from like the Mandoma, that in Harov only Maise, we still say Rov Chazok or Lodi. And the Shach passes like the Mandoma, that we do not say Rov Chazok or Lodi in the case where the Chazok is not Rov Maise, and the Rov is not Rov Maise. Here the Chazok is not Rov Maise. It has a status quo of one imach. So if everything had remained without the intervention of any maise, without the initiating of an extra maise, so then it would remain one imach. But the rov is that people do intervene. They are meleach. So it's rov at all the maise, and chazoke, not all the maise. So apparently there's the machlekes, whether we pass from like the mandoma. Why doesn't the Shach mention that? I don't know. But it seems that is so in that machlekes in Chere Bapokimu, where the Rov Atol B'Maise is, so we say Rubim Chazok Rubim Odi, or we don't say Rubim Odi. All right, now for Monday, I mean, it's already for a long time that we should. All right, anyway, you should be ready. On every Shach and Taz, up to Sifte Zayin, with all the Shachs.